Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alexander Stablovsky. I'm the executive producer here at the radio station. Just so you guys know, you can reach us on all of our social platforms, Google+, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Obviously, you can find all the videos, and you could actually find David Stanton's video from Jim Snap, who's right across from me joining us for the first time here on Radio Entrepreneurs. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great, Alex. Thank you for having me on. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, we were glad to have you on, but we want to know about you and we want to know about Jim Snap. So tell our listeners, what is Jim Snap?
So the overarching thing that we do at Jim Snap is we create software for college recreation departments. And to get a little bit more specific, we try to help them connect with students and create a better fitness experience. Our main product is an app, the Gym Snap app, and it allows students to see how busy the gym is at any time. So they can see if the weight room's busy, if the basketball courts are open, how many people are at the pool. And it also has a bunch of other cool information, such as hours of operation, upcoming classes, upcoming events, fitness classes, not school classes, and things of that nature.
Well, that's amazing. How did you come up with that idea?
It's funny to tell that story. You actually have to go back to when I was in school. And so I played baseball in school. I went to a little school up in Maine called Colby College.
You know him very well.
Oh, no, that's great. How do you know it?
I went to LaSalle College.
I actually did see that, yeah. Yes. I think we graduated in the same year in 2014.
Yeah, so yeah, the same age.
I try to do a little bit of homework before I come on.
I don't. I ask the questions. I get my
homework. That's fine. That's my job, to tell you a little bit more and tell the listeners.
So, yeah, tell me, how'd you come up?
So I play baseball, and I always like going to the gym. And I was always in college trying to plan out when to go, because I didn't really like going to the gym when there's a million people there and you can't do the exercise you want to do. And so I was trying to figure out when I could go or when was the best time. And I kept getting frustrated. And that kind of, I was thinking, there's got to be a better way to do this. And then on the other side of that, I also, like many students, had a campus job, an on-campus job. And my job was to sit in the front of the athletic center and just welcome people in, check the gym. I walked around every 20 minutes, 30 minutes and put stuff away. And I quickly took on a second job of my friends texting me, calling me every 15 minutes, asking, is it busy? Are the basketball courts open? Some of us were thinking about coming down. It became this whole thing. And I'm running around the facilities now every 15 minutes trying to figure out if things are open, texting my friends back, and I'm going crazy thinking there's got to be a better way. So from that was kind of what stemmed the idea of Gym Snap, informing students of how busy the gym was and different areas of facilities outside of just the weight room, such as basketball courts, pool, and other areas.
Sometimes texting could be a really pain.
Well, especially when you have a bunch of, a whole baseball team of guys texting you asking, hey, what about now? What about now? And I'm like, guys, relax.
Yeah, so sitting at the gym is supposed to be a relaxing job where you get your homework done.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, what are the challenges that you see with this, though? Because in my experience, from LaSalle, I can use Google to find out the gym times.
True. Yeah. No, that's a great point.
So how do you compete with a powerhouse like Google?
Yeah. Oh, that's a great question. And that's what a lot of people don't realize is that we have there's a lot of a lot of competition in indirect ways, because also we offer ways for the recreation departments to connect with students, such as messaging, so they can keep them informed about upcoming events, things happen to facilities. And similar to Google, it's also Twitter. They can do that, and Facebook, and lots of other stuff. And so that's definitely a big challenge, and how we try to separate ourselves is putting all of this on one platform and creating a really highly personalized experience for the students. So everything that we do, even though we have a generic app, it's every school gets their own page, completely branded to them. It feels when you open it, as soon as you sign up, if LaSalle had Gym Snap, you would put in that you're a LaSalle student, and everything, you would have no idea that you're even using another platform. You just think that it was just LaSalle's app. So that gets a really personalized, which schools really like as well, as they're very cognizant of their brand, and they really want to enforce that with students. So we allow them to really keep personalized experience with everything on one platform, such as hours of operation or how busy the gym is, which you pretty much can't get anywhere else, as well as fitness classes and other things.
I wish Gym Snap was around when I was in college, because I would have definitely used it.
Me too. That's kind of how it started.
So my next question to you is where do you see this app going? Because there are lots of different dynamic approaches you could take. Some I'm thinking of is you can create information. It's information technology, mm-hmm. essentially speaking. So you could create Correct. Different dynamic paths of informing people, different exercises, what they should be doing, dietary supplements, things like that, right?
Absolutely.
No, I'll let you go off on that.
No, you're spot on. No, I love it. Yeah. And as you know, I know as a rugby professional, you're obviously working out a lot. You look like a strong guy, and I'm sure you have you understand
how gets beat out of me.
Yeah, that's good. That can happen. But no, that's a great question. And what we actually see, we think there's a lot of options in just what you said with dietary supplements or workouts. But that's actually a pretty crowded space. There's tons of information out there. There's a million apps with lots of really big players such as Nike or Under Armour that are going to give you workouts or advice on different aspects of the fitness experience, specifically exercise or dietary focus. What we're really focusing on is creating a more connected experience on college campuses. So what we see is it goes in two ways. One is allowing the recreation departments to connect better with students. So we want to give them tools to create better intramural programs that people can be more connected and understand and create better fun, I don't want to say activities, but events, like they'll put on a dodgeball week or something like that. And then they can promote that through our platform. They can keep people. And then even down the road, we can add in features where they could see a leaderboard and other fun stuff, just creating that more connected experience for students. And on the other side, what we see as the future of fitness as a whole, but will pertain specifically to our industry focused on college students, will be this increase in connectedness with physical things in the gym, specifically the weights and exercise machines. So already we're seeing this with wearable technology. You have lots of different wearables, and especially fitness watches are exploding. And so we think that that's going to continue and begin to integrate with, you know, the treadmill is going to be able to integrate with your Apple Watch or your Fitbit. And so also playing into that and making sure that we can integrate into those platforms to create this really connected and personalized experience for everyone on the campus.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of different.
There's a lot of ways you could go around
with it. I mean, you've really created an app that just connects everybody, not just on the college campus, but just in general.
Yeah.
Did you start this right after college? Is this your first venture?
I did. I started actually. So right after college, I actually joined DraftKings, a fantasy sports company.
I lose a lot of money on that one.
I joined there, and it was a younger startup. It was much smaller than, and no one really knew about it. And whenever I talked about that I was at DraftKings, I usually had this whole 2-minute spiel explaining what it was. Now it's a little bit more known. But I started there.
They're in a lot of trouble now, though.
Yes. Yeah, lots of things. But things are looking up for them, and I think that they're going to be great. But I started working there, and I always had this idea for GymSnap, and I started kind of working on it on the side, mornings and nights and weekends, talking with students, talking with recreation professionals. I had a good relationship with people at Colby, and they helped introduce me to others. And usually, since at the time, something like this didn't even exist, there had been people had tried this type of app or this type of platform in the past, but there was no one around at that time. So people were really open to talking with me. They were interested, and it was really easy to get lots of feedback. So we did. So I was doing that for a while working at DraftKings, and then about in January 2015. I said, I'm really going to go for this. And a lot of people were really interested, students and recreation professionals alike. And I started building the platform starting then.
So what are the goals? What do you see this in the next 5 years? I'm sure you're in a Colby College. I'm sure they're using it. but what do you see this in the next 5 years? How do you plan to expand this app? Because you had the right target market for the app. That's right. Everybody's on their phones in college.
Yes, exactly. No, they absolutely are. I think a lot of that stems from kind of that vision that we talked about a little bit earlier of trying to, we want to create this more connected experience. And one of the things that we've really been learning over the last, so the platform itself has been available for the last year, and we're really focusing on learning and talking with students, talking with recreation professionals. And we think that what we can do is really work synergistically with the recreation departments at these schools to really make a big impact on the college experience and the college fitness experience specifically. We originally kind of had gone out saying we're going to create this platform, this product that'll help college students, as well as thinking, oh, we can do all these other features, like you even touched on, all these cool ways that you can go in different directions. And so we had been focusing a lot on that. And what we learned is that we always knew was our vision was to create this amazing fitness experience for college students and create a more connected environment. And we learned that we can do that much better by not trying to take the lead, but almost taking being a supporter to these recreation departments and by helping them to do their job better, because they can do so much more than we can with how much they know and how much experience and how much impact they can have on campus. So giving them tools to help create that better experience is really what we're focused on down the road.
Do you have systems that measure all the metrics and everything?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of sexier side of things is talking about how students can see how busy the gym is, and that's what always really entices people, and that's what we love. But there's also a lot of work that we've put in on the back end, so to speak, the behind the scenes stuff that we give recreation professionals to analyze all this information, understand how their facilities are being used in much deeper ways than they have in the past, and help them to manage that facilities better.
Now, the challenge here, I guess, would be, is this real time?
Yes. So that's
wow.
It's not real time, yeah. But that's a great question, and that's a huge challenge that we have. We had explored a lot of interesting ways to try to do that, and it just one wasn't really cost effective, and two was very difficult to get specific. You can put in different head counting cameras or different types of products that are out there that are available to count people that come in and out of doorways. And right now, what a lot of schools have is they do count everyone who swipes into the gym, or if there's a turnstile, they can walk through it and it counts them. But it just kind of, those things give a general picture of how there's 1,000 people in the facilities, and the facilities are really big, especially at a lot of these schools. So what our challenge was that we didn't think that we could do, what we didn't want to do real time with that general idea, because we didn't think that gave a good enough experience for students when they're trying to figure out if they should go or not. So we said, all right, we're going to sacrifice the real time for now as we're working hard towards trying to create a real time experience, and focus on a slightly delayed amount of time, but that gives students every area of the facilities.
Well, real time could be a bad thing too, because you would think about if the gym is empty, there's no heads, everybody, oh, okay, I'm going to the gym now. Next thing you know, 3 minutes later, the gym is full.
Exactly. And actually, that's so funny that you say that. And that's something else that people don't realize, because people always assume, oh, real time would be better. And that's really smart, because what we learned, especially from talking with students and testing out the product before we even launched, when we were just in beta, was that we saw that we give these general percentages of how busy the gym is, and kind of rough percentage, oh, it's about half full, it's 75% full, it's 25% full, and it's updated usually 30 to 60 minutes. And that actually gave a better experience than real time when we just were testing real time as just an example to see. And because of exactly that problem, people would suddenly change and they had no idea. Whereas just giving a rough percentage, you go, okay, I've been there before. I know what about 75% is like. Do I want to go or not? And you can make an educated decision on that.
Yeah. Do you find it more challenging working with the smaller schools or the larger schools? Because, I mean, at LaSalle, you don't even have the little swipes that you, oh, I'm at the gym.
Yes, yes.
You had to write on a piece of paper. So how does that work?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. We're definitely tailored more towards larger schools. The larger schools, they already usually, a lot of them have programs already where they're actually the on-campus job for a lot of students. Some of it is going around the facilities every 30, 60 minutes and counting the students. So a lot of these schools before had been just writing it down on a pen and paper, which we thought was crazy. And then some poor student had to put it all into an Excel sheet and just spent the whole Sunday or something putting all these numbers into an Excel spreadsheet and going crazy.
That
so what
awful.
We can do, yeah, oh man, I can't imagine. Luckily, I didn't have to do that, Colby, but it sounds like a nightmare. So what we do is we give them a platform that anyone with a smartphone or a tablet and internet connection, while they're walking around, they can input the data really simply. It gets all analyzed for them, and then they can create a bunch of different, and then the recreation professionals can create reports however they want to analyze the data or look at things.
So, David, I have a bunch of questions to ask you.
Please.
We're definitely going to have you back on. I mean, we're running short on time.
That's quite all right. I'd love to.
But if a recreation professional wants to make their life easier, getting these reports together, and if the students want to make their life easier and understanding of when they should be going to the gym and when is there going to be their fitness time, how do they download the app? How do they reach you?
Yeah, so you can go to our website at www.gymsnap.us. You can also email us if you're a recreation professional out there listening. We'd love to hear from you, whether it's feedback or you want a demo or anything else just to talk. You can contact us at hello@gymsnap.us. You can also find the app in the App Store. The Apple App Store, just search for GymSnap.
How about Android?
No Android yet, but we're working on that. Yeah, we're working on that. And we've got lots of feedback that people want the Android, so it's in progress.
Awesome.
And they can find it right there, and they can download it and check out the app and play around with it for right now if you want.
Awesome. Well, they could find this interview on our website. They're going to be looking at your video and learning about what you do, because honestly, I wish you were a couple of years older than me, because you would have been a convenience to me in college. But David, it was a pleasure having you on the show. And we'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you.